Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on... Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, SportsMappers? Welcome to the fray on a Monday on The Usual Suspects. Coming to you from the Gal Media Studios, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel. As we always tell you, if you're a usual suspect, that means you've been listening to us since 1 o'clock on ESPN 97.5. If you missed any of the show because you have just tuned in on SportsMap 94.1, then go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, and you catch up on the hours that you missed. While you're there, you can also download the app, which we just told Jerry about because he obviously did not realize that there are such things to use with your phone so that you don't have signal issues. But go to ESPN975.com, download the app, and then you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never have an issue ever again with making sure you listen every single day.
You are right, though. On Twitter, Queso Peso said, Mexicans love to celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve, so today is the last Monday.
Thank you. Christina said that, too.
She did. Pink Valkyrie said that. I'm not going to lie. In the 20 years that I've been with Nora, her family celebrates Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So it's I would love to dispute that fact, but from my target marketing and my research, yeah, that's a fact. They don't celebrate on Christmas Day. So just us white folk. I don't know why that is. That's
as
weird.
A precursor to me marrying Lisa, we celebrated on Christmas Eve growing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so y'all don't do Christmas Day either, huh?
Christmas Day is just kind of like, well, what we used to do when I was growing up was my immediate family would all be Christmas Eve, and then the next day it would be like aunts and uncles and things at somebody's house. Yeah, kind of more laid back.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, you know what, Nick? We're going to start January 1. 832 ending in 7142. You're lucky I'm not Nick, because I'd blast your whole damn number out, because I am so sick and tired of your petty little BS. You kiss my whole entire ass, and next time it's coming, brother, because here's the thing. You got till January 1. You have choices to make. When you choose to listen to us, deal with it. Thank you.
See, now y'all know, because y'all were looking through the window when I was having my meltdown and just absolutely laughing.
I was dying laughing.
You and Joel were enjoying this.
Oh, my God. You were losing your mind, and it was amazing. And, I thoroughly enjoyed you.
Trey, the
it.
Imaging expert, you're coming. It's coming for
Joel's
you, too,
being
brother.
Nice. He didn't reveal all 10 digits.
I'm not doing that yet, but I know more than you think I do. And when it's coming for you, brother, get the hell out of the way.
This is Demetrius. Ask Joel if he knew Charlie's kitty litter scientist friend. What? I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Palillo, I take it?
I guess. I don't know what that means.
Oh, no. I know exactly what he's talking about. I did not know him. But a great story came out, I believe it was the Wall Street Journal. But, you know, Charles Barkley, for as long as I've known him, is just that guy. He doesn't care who you are, what you do, how much money you make. He's just a kind person. But there's a whole long story, and I retweeted it if you want to see it. And Pink Valkyrie's the one that sent it to me. He met... This Asian man, I believe in an airport. Or no, in the hotel lobby. The Asian man saw him.
Was he masturbating to a magazine?
No, Prince.
So it wasn't Darling Nikki. Got it.
But he met Charles Barkley and decided to just talk to him as opposed to people that just come by and want to take a picture.
Right.
Charles
want an autograph.
Go to the bar. Let's grab a drink. Then Charles said, I'm going to dinner. I'm by myself. Why don't you go with me?
Oh, that is cool.
They ended up hitting it off. So they spent, they were both in the hotel over the weekend. They hung out the entire time. And when Charles's grandmother died in Leeds, Alabama, the man showed up for Charles's mom's or grandmother's funeral.
Oh, wow.
And everybody was like, who's that dude right there? This is Leeds, Alabama. He's not from here, and he doesn't belong here. And Charles started laughing and goes, oh, my God, that's my friend that I met from Iowa.
He came all the way. So whenever he would say, Charles always said, whenever we're in one of three cities, Phoenix, Philadelphia, or New York, let me know and we'll get together. And they did. And then Charles had him at the TNT studios one time. And he used to always tell his friends, I know Charles Barkley. Everybody was like, yeah, right, yeah, right. And his daughter was under the same impression that he really didn't know him. And then she saw some pictures. He got very ill, ended up being terminal, and passed away.
Oh, wow.
And so the daughter took the phone and tweeted out to everybody, hey, I just want to let you know it's been tough around here. My dad just died. Charles Barkley showed up at the funeral.
Wow.
Didn't even know any of the details. And he ended up speaking at the funeral. And the daughter
He spoke at the funeral,
yeah,
too?
And the daughter was able to ask him questions about, like, you know, how serious was the friendship and how it happened, everything like that. And Charles was like, he's just a great dude. We had a lot in common. He good. And what was really cool was he's like, you guys as kids, his son and his daughter, have no idea how much he loved you, how proud he was of you, oh, and how many times we talked about it. So it was a really cool story.
Yeah, that is dope.
Yeah.
I'm 42 years old. My 8-year-old decided she would do an NFL tackle from behind while I wasn't paying attention. I tried to act like it didn't hurt. I just left the doctor. I got pain meds. Oh my God, age sucks. That's pretty funny.
Especially when you have to go explain that to. So how did you hurt your back again?
Exactly. Q-Child said, I ditto the last text about paying for XM, but listening faithfully to y'all's show. We appreciate that, yep, Q-Child.
Yep, yep.
Isn't Nick more likely to sprain his wrist than throw his back?
Got him.
You punk ass peasant.
Gotta be careful putting your phone number on that until January 1.
As a kid, I closed the door on all 10 toes. I screamed for help for a minute until I realized no one could hear me, so I opened the door and freed myself. Yikes. God, that would hurt. Some of these are pretty funny. Walt had agreed on the comeback. Serious question for Barry. Do you know anything about doing a live or a living roof? I have no idea.
I guesstimate that's like the Ivy and Wrigley Field, only it's like an archway or
right
something.
I'm guessing.
Well, how the hell do you not know about that? You should start a podcast and try and figure out the answers for the people. So we don't have to have it on the show anymore.
Nick is unique in the fact that he's an expert in both Kobe Bryant and Lane Bryant. This is from L.U. Dillon. I hardly ever read his fat jokes about you anymore,
that
Nick.
Was a bit
I had to fire one in there. I popped a rib out of place putting on deodorant. I'm 36.
Jeez.
What? Deodorant?
What was wrong with your rib, bro?
A rib out of place? How intense are you about putting... You got Barry's pits? I mean, are you really trying to put the deodorant on thick?
That is weird. That's funny.
Aggressive. That is funny.
That's probably really the best aggressive one, in
at
my opinion.
36, putting on deodorant, popped a rib out.
Come on, man.
Man.
Can you imagine the... I'm getting all of this today.
I think we have a new leader in the clubhouse. No pun intended. I'm 25, and I tore a muscle in my shoulder playing Golden Tee at a bar.
People play that game intensely, dude.
I could see that happening.
You know what, though? I'd be that dude and be like, yeah, it's a sports injury.
You know what? I'd rather say I did golfing.
I'm a big-time golfer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big-time golfer. I'm out there a lot. Yeah, tore it playing golf. Golden Tee, but, you know.
I'm telling you what. And you know what? Matt Maloney, the ex-Rocket point guard, and two of my buddies, that is such an intense game for them that literally, you know, and if you don't know Golden Tee, it's like that ball that you spin for the shots.
Whoa, I didn't know where you're going with that.
They take like a wind, they get like a running start and hit that thing with like all their body weight.
It's crazy. Spin.
I was like, come on, man, it's a video game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah, I've never played. I've seen it a lot, but I've never played. I don't want to read that one. I snapped my tendon into my arm moving a TV. That was from Zach. But I get that. I mean, you're moving something. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody texted in, doing the most is acting extremely extra, trying to draw attention to yourself, showing off too much. So that's what, yeah, we gathered that. All right. Back to sports. No?
Yes? Yeah. I mean, the one I would tell you guys is that my dad suffered because of me.
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to think it was funny as I was little and getting older. If he took a kickball and held it between both knees and was like, go ahead, son, kick it. Because And he would always think it was so funny because I'd kick as hard as I can. I'd hit the ball and my foot would bounce back and I couldn't move it. Boy, my mom will tell you, if she was still alive, about how much she laughed the day that I not only kicked it, but I got all three balls at the same time. And I put him into a dizzy state of pain where he went and hid behind our garbage cans. I was like, Mommy, Daddy, why is Dad still behind the garbage cans with a red face? And she's like, I'll explain it to you someday.
You'll understand when you become a man.
Yeah, exactly right.
Jermaine, every private message me, he said, bro, next time that happens where you hear the most, you need to phone a black friend. just give me a shout. I'll let you know what it means. I was confused for him. I was like, what is he talking about? The most. I get it now, though. I'm good. It takes me a minute as I get older. I'm all right, though.
Okay. So, Rockets tonight.
Let me guess. You're going to watch the Rockets and just sneak peeks at the Monday Night Football game.
Well, I'll go back. I'm going to go back and forth watching both, but I'm going to do what I've been doing on the whole treadmill.
Recorded on the Betamax?
No.
No?
Nope. I'll at least watch the first quarter and a half.
Okay.
Of the basketball game, because there's always 20 minutes of BS in the pregame for football anyway.
Right.
And then I'll go back and forth depending on which is a better game.
You give the Panthers a shot in the Monday Night Football game?
Not really.
No.
No, and this is a real good chance to make a statement for the Saints. The fact that with the Rams petering, with the Bears showing that they got defense, but what offense are they going to have, especially indoors, playing against a team like the Saints, with Saints obviously having home field? Saints could make a hell of a statement that, look, now it's basically cut and dried. We're the number one team in the NFC.
Yeah, no doubt. I think. No doubt. And I mean, with the Panthers coming off losing five in a row, what, they're 6-7 now. I mean, there's an outside chance, but the fact that the Vikings and Redskins both won, I mean, that's going to...
Carolina's lost 5 of 6 or 5 straight?
5 straight.
5 straight. They haven't won a game yet. Yeah. So, yeah, they're swooning. Ron Rivera's job, he's firmly on the hot seat. So it's a must-win for them, which maybe adds a little bit of enticement to watch. I just don't think they're any match for the Saints.
Yeah, I think it could get ugly. I mean, you've got – so when you look at the playoff race, you've got the Vikings and the Seahawks, 8-6 and 7-6 and 1. And kind of on that outside looking, I think they have Green Bay at 10 at 5-8 and 1. They're done. They're not – they're definitely
They're
not.
Already officially
yeah,
done.
Yeah, they're officially done. But Panthers, Redskins, and Eagles. Panthers are 6-7. Redskins and Eagles are both 7-7. So if the Panthers do win 7-7, slim chance that they could still make the playoffs. But I just don't see it happening. I think they lose tonight and they're done. And I just don't. I mean, it just doesn't look like a playoff team. It just doesn't have that feel of a playoff team.
Well, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. And you know, again, they've struggled to find receivers. And everybody says McCaffrey, but McCaffrey's really, is he really an every down back?
I mean, they've used him a lot.
He's versatile as hell, right?
Yeah.
He's catch it as well as he can run it. But I just don't think he's durable enough to be an every down back. He'd be a hell of a compliment if you could find another guy and create kind of a New Orleans light where you could have a power back to go with him. It'd be a great combination.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the line on this game, the last time I looked, was 6. I think right now on ESPN they have it at 6. I don't know what like Vegas Insider or mybookie.ag has it at. I need to go check. But man, for me, like, I think this is at least a touchdown game. At least.
I think so too.
Yeah.
So you're just watching football?
Probably.
Well, it is absolutely not Christmas yet. Whether it starts Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. But for you, the NBA starts Christmas Day.
I got to be honest with you. I don't even know if I'm going to watch a lot of basketball in January. The Rockets really need to get... And maybe
Nick and I got you covered. Don't worry.
No. I mean, I watch it because it's my job. But if I was just a fan, would you watch this product? Really?
Can I blow your mind then? Because I'm with you with the product. Guess who just won Western Conference Player of the Week?
Who?
James Harden.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess they look past the... See, if I say that, then everybody thinks I hate the Rockets. He still leads the league by a wide margin in turnovers, but he's the leading scorer in the league. They did put together, what, 3 or 4 in a row now.
Well, and he was up there in steals for a while. Him and Chris Paul were both top 5 in steals. I don't know if that's still the case.
So James just won, and they didn't lose. So during the course of the week, James Harden gets another player of the week. Rockets playing better basketball. Good test tonight against Utah because of the fact that they played him in the playoffs last year, and Utah's playing better than they have to start this year. So we'll see how they go. They've already lost at least... they lost 2 games already to Utah.
Harden tied for 5th in the NBA in steals per game.
There you go. Well, once you turn it over, you got to
get it
back. Jimmy
Butler. Chris Paul at 4.
He's about a turnover more than everybody else in averaging turnovers per game. It's always between 4 people. It's always James Harden, Giannis, Devin Booker, and Russell Westbrook. Those are the 4 most. Those 4 players turn the ball over the most.
Do you think that one gets like I don't you have, you never hear about Giannis Antetokounmpo being a turnover machine. You do Westbrook, you do Harden. Do you think it's just because they seem to be more ball dominant?
I mean, I've been sporadically keeping up with the turnover stats. Giannis has been solid at number two for most of the season. Harden has bounced out of number one maybe once.
Yeah.
And he's always been number one. But Giannis has been fighting with Devin Booker and Westbrook for number two, and he usually holds number two. He's a turnover machine.
Westbrook is a different story, but you know, the Booker's a two-guard trying to play point.
Right.
And Giannis is a forward trying to be a ball handler. And so I can see those two.
So those would seem like it'd be more egregious. Like, you could understand a guy like Harden and Westbrook who are right. You know, scorers, high but volume. Point guards. Yeah, yep. They're ball dominant in that regard, bringing the ball up. So that makes sense.
Yep. There you go. So Rockets and Jazz tonight from Toyota Center. We'll have plenty to talk about tomorrow. I'm sure we'll pretty much go through the whole show talking about that. And, of course, Monday Night Football, which we'll get to. And our good friend Clarence is on hold, so we'll get him after the break because, of course, he wants to talk about his Saints. But before we do that, I want to tell you again about PXG. PXG Golf Clubs, they are the new hottest club on the market, and they're going to be there for a long time because they have taken the best club designers from across the country and beyond and formed one company that is making the best golf club on the market. PXG has the clubs that will have you launching it higher, hitting it farther, with a softer feel and more forgiveness and accuracy with each club you put into your bag, and the reviews say the same thing. I'm telling you, if you're looking for the newest and greatest golf clubs out there, you got to try PXG because the reviews say they're absolutely remarkable, the best clubs out there and undeniably the best. And you want more backup than that? Well, PXG Tour golfers on the PGA Tour believe in PXG golf clubs because PXG clubs have won on every major tour around the globe, and they've even won a college national title. And the tour pros are one thing, but the pros at the local clubs and like Memorial Park and other clubs, they're going to tell you that these clubs are insanely good and they live up to the hype because they are quality clubs that are never going to let you down. So what are you waiting for? If you want to step up your golf game, have lower scores, and have more fun on the golf course, check out PXG. You can set up a fitting right now at the Golf Club of Carlton Woods in the Woodlands just by calling 844-PLAY-PXG. 844-PLAY-PXG, or you can go to pxg.com and see what I'm talking about. See why everyone is talking about these golf clubs and see why a custom fitting should be in your future. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Knee deep in hour number three, three-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. Reminder, Blitz comes on after us. Blitz is at Jack's Grill. They're going to be there till 7. So if you're looking for a great spot to get an unbelievable deal, it's a $9.75 burger, beer, and chips at Jack's Grill while you hang out with the Blitz, and then you can watch the game.
That's an amazing deal.
That is a great deal, is it not?
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
So there you go. Burger.
That's unique.
Beer. That chips. That is unique. $9.75.
I texted my wife, told her, hey, I threw my bleeping back out. She was like, what'd you do, sweetie? I was putting a drink on top of the car. She goes, what? So I was putting a drink on the top of the car. She goes, my God, you're old. That's my wife.
Boy, that's everybody's response.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is pretty stupid. And we'll get a few of these. So you can, we're going to cap the texts on injuries, but some of these are pretty funny, so I'm gonna get these out of the way and then we'll move on. I'm 25 and I tore my MCL doing the south side at the club. That is
tore
so
the ACL
good. MCL
oh
doing this, doing the south side in the club. That is so funny. I wanted to I split my bottom lip trying to eat a steak sandwich that was too big. Oh my God,
that was a hell of a sandwich.
That is great. My friend lost his my friend lost our fantasy league and has to do stand up in an open mic. Do you have any suggestions for a venue? Do the improv on Tuesday. Improv on Tuesday, because they have like one in a bar. They have the main open mic on the main stage, and then they have one in the bar that you could do too. So try that. Also, there's the joke joint on Wednesday. I tore my rotator cuff while sleeping.
What?
How?
Rolled over or something?
What do you, like, have night terrors?
I was going to say, one hell of a dream.
I know, I've heard of restless leg syndrome. I've not heard of restless shoulder syndrome. I didn't know that was a thing.
These funny injuries are so...
That's wild.
I love it.
At 22, I got hammered drunk, got home, laid in bed, yawned, and popped my jaw out of socket.
Oh.
Spent the night in the emergency room. That's from Justin. Damn. But you know what? At least you're drunk. It probably didn't hurt.
It did. Believe me. It hurt eventually.
Oh, well, yeah. But I'm saying when it happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably true.
Talk like Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah, that's true. I popped my shoulder out of the socket, punching the air in excitement after the Broncos missed the field goal against the Texans. I'm 30 years old. That was from U of H Ed. So he just gave it the old, yeah, and that was it. And then he missed the whole post game because he was in the emergency room. That's too funny.
I could see that. I could see Clarence doing it when the Saints win or lose.
Yeah.
Clarence would be the same way. Clarence, you ever got a crazy injury from celebrating your Saints?
I do not have one from, well, it was kind of celebrating. Yeah, I was 18 and broke a bone in my wrist doing extracurricular overnight activities. I'm going to just say it like that.
You broke up. Okay. I don't even want to. Were you masturbating? Yeah, is that what you're saying? You broke a bone.
You broke a bone in your wrist bopping the bony pony or what?
It would sound like it, but no, there was another person involved. But
oh, damn.
Let's just say, yeah.
Could she walk?
Clarence.
The next day? What were you doing?
See? That's why you got to be careful with them big girls that start breaking your wrist, man.
Yeah, that's true. Very yassy, man.
See, no, that's rule number one. Never try to pick up a big girl during sex. You break a wrist. Don't do it, man.
Or get a hernia.
That's true, too.
Yeah, Barry, get a hernia. Throw your back out.
That's right.
But, man, I leave y'all for 1 week. Y'all are feisty. Nick is throwing out phone numbers.
Why am I getting called out for this?
Yeah, that was last week. Because he was gone last
Joel
week.
Joel and Barry's about to beat up Chan. What's going on?
Oh, no, I'm good with Chan. That's fine.
Chan knows I love him. Yeah. Chan knows I love him. I just, you know, I got triggered. It happens.
Yes, it does.
But yeah, guys, Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Let's get down to it. It might be a touchdown game, but it's probably going to be closer than you think.
Because it's a divisional game? Yeah.
Yeah. And the Panthers always play the Saints tough. It's always close every time they play. And if the Saints lose their identity again like they did for the Cowboy game and the first half of the Buccaneers game, it'll be close. Because you notice, and this is with every team, you have to run the ball to open up the pass. And the Saints lost that in the Cowboys game and in the first half of the Buccaneers game. They try to just throw it all on Breeze when you got two workhorses in the back, and that's not going to do it. It's not going to cut it. You've seen it. You feed those boys, you get them on the ground, and then everything opens up in the passing game. It's not going to be close, but I still call it a win.
There you go.
Close, but I'll call it a win.
You heard it. You heard it from the Saints expert himself. Yep.
This portion of the program brought to you by New Orleans Saints football. The Clarence Show.
I mean, do you disagree with what he said?
No, he's absolutely spot on, and I would expect him to be. But I mean, look, Carolina to me is a team that I mean, when I almost cringed when I heard Cam Newton giving Deshaun. Did you see that story?
No.
Where Cam Newton tweeted or texted Deshaun Watson advice. When he was
really?
Coming out and stuff, I was like, just you leave our quarterback alone. You do you and let Deshaun Watson do what he does.
Well, I think it's going to make it interesting because Carolina, one of only like seven teams in the NFL not giving up 100 yards a game on the ground. So they can get after you on the ground. They're stout up front. They can stop the run. Problem is they're a bottom 10 team when it comes to the pass. And we all know that you know, New Orleans is so gifted in both aspects of the game. They can run the ball. They can get after you in the passing game. So I think it's obvious what the MO has to be for the Panthers is, look, we know we can stop the run. They definitely have to focus.
Well, speaking
they
got
to get after Drew Brees, too. Make him uncomfortable
in
that
pocket.
I'm
looking forward to seeing Luke Kuechly go after those two running backs. Because you want to talk about a dude that everybody, even Booger, raves about. the way he plays the middle linebacker, the way he moves around, that's going to be fun to watch right there.
Yeah.
All right, Monday Night Football, it's Saints and Panthers. Of course, we've also mentioned Rockets at home tonight against the Jazz, and plenty more to get to, including Marvin, who wants to talk about Texans-Eagles coming up this weekend. It's the usual suspects, 30 minutes on the clock, so 30 minutes more of the show to go right here on SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1, as we take you through a Monday, a work day, whatever it may be. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride. Have a couple calls that I've been wanting to get in here as Barry continues to do stretch aerobics to try and get his back, so to speak.
I'm doing yoga. I don't even know if this is yoga.
It's not. I thought you were aggressively putting deodorant.
That no, this was the exercise.
You're drying your pits when out.
Right. Well, it did get hot in here. But when I was doing my when I had to do physical therapy for my neck, that was one of the exercises I had to do. So I just don't know.
Is this a situation like where it gets worse the next day, or does it?
We're gonna find out.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
It can. When
I feel like back
about,
problems are different depending on the type.
No doubt.
A lot of times, it's just that the muscle will spasm all of a sudden, and then it'll take some time to relax, which is why I will be taking a muscle relaxer tonight.
Well, but you also realize that normally with an injury, you're warm when you do it because you've been working out. So when it tightens up and settles down, that's when you'll feel it more. But in the case of Barry, since he wasn't warm and he wasn't doing anything athletically,
it's hurt from the get-go.
Yeah. Well, you've got 27 shower heads. You can just
point.
Massage your back that way.
Get the hard-to-reach places.
Or go to Whole Foods, whatever. Whichever. Whatever's easier.
I mean, you got a gift card, so.
That's true. I know. Give me have y'all's gift cards. I'm going to be all
That's
in on these.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, why would I give you my gift
card? I don't know.
Nick's going to get an hour massage.
Let's get Aggie Joe's injury story. And speaking of injuries, he has one. Aggie Joe, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas? Konnichiwa, Barry-san.
Konnichiwa, my friend.
So check it out. When I was 18, I tore my MCL playing football. Well, when I was 25, I was getting ready for a date and was manscaping and nicked myself and re-injured that MCL. And was in the hospital for two injuries that evening.
So in the midst of all your pain, you re-tore your ACL?
Yeah, well, when I nicked myself, I jumped a little awkwardly,
of course.
I pretty much went to the hospital in my...
Oh, thank
you. ...to put on pants. Yeah, it was great.
So is that how you explained the situation to the hospital that you were manscaping and that's what forced you to jump? did you explain that situation?
No, I did not say it to the nurse because she was really hot, but when the old man doctor came in, I told him that.
Did he laugh?
No, not at all. He thought I was an idiot because he had to, touch... He had to touch the board to fix it, so he was not happy with me.
So, appreciate the call, all right, Joe. That's great,
Joe.
Dude.
All right, boys.
Could you imagine you're the doctor? Like, how'd your day go? Well, I had to put stitches on some dude's balls because he's not handy with a razor, and then I had to do surgery on his MCL because he's an idiot.
Can that be another like drip drip too hard?
Drips
too hard. I nicked myself.
Man,
what were you doing in there?
The most.
Why Joel's dad's story had to have been hilarious. Just probably fall onto the ground in pain like
oh
that.
Oh my right. God! Yeah, and it wasn't like for like a second. He was literally like in the fetal position behind our garbage cans behind our garage for like 15 minutes. My mom was just laughing and going,
That's
"Is he
great.
Ever coming back?
Kick me in the Jimmy."
That's right.
Marvin wants to talk Texans Eagles. Marvin, what's up, man?
Come on, guys.
What's up?
First time listening, first time calling.
Oh, very appreciate cool, man. It. Appreciate it on both counts.
Appreciate that. Before I get to my Texans point, you guys are talking about silly injuries. Here's the thing. I don't have silly injuries. I have injuries where you would think I'd get really hurt, but I don't. I'm actually totally blind, and to train for football, what I do is I run sprints with my best friend down this pathway. We've been running forever, so you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, it's an unfamiliar pathway, but the one time that I strayed off the pathway, I tripped over a step, hit a brick wall, flipped over the brick wall, and hit the door and got up like nothing happened. The only thing was wrong with me, I had a scrape on my pinky.
What?
Jeez.
You're like that. Whatever Mr. Yeah. Glass is, you're like the opposite of that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
Like, I just don't get hurt. I don't know what it is. I've never broken a bone, never pulled any muscles.
Wow. Marvin, Marvin. Now, you said you're totally blind, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you said you were training for football?
Yes, sir.
So you play football?
Yeah, I'm a running back.
Dude, that's badass, man. Where's the league at? Where's the league at?
It was for my college team out in Kutztown University out in Pennsylvania. I was actually on the Ellen Show a few years ago because I played high school for my high school football team as well.
So I just want to clarify, you were blind while you were playing running back?
Yes, sir.
Dude, that is amazing.
You can find my video on YouTube. It's if you just search up Marvin, blind football player, like my Ellen video will pop up.
I'm gonna find it, man. That is badass, Marvin.
So I called in to talk about the Eagles and the Texans. And here's the thing. A lot of people, I feel like a lot of people aren't giving, even now in Philadelphia, a lot of people aren't giving, you know, the Eagles any shot to beat the Texans. But the way that I look at this game, a lot of people didn't give the Eagles any shot to beat the Rams. And a lot of people didn't give, you know, like the Cowboys any shot to beat the Saints. So I feel like every week is a new week in the NFL. And the only way that I feel like the Eagles could possibly lose to the Texans is the way they've been losing all year, is if their secondary doesn't, you know, if LeBlanc and Avonte Maddox, if you can't double team DeAndre Hopkins and keep DeAndre Hopkins for burning you for 200 yards and, you know, 10 receptions, then that's the only way, in my opinion, that the Texans could beat the Eagles. And one other thing, if the Eagles can't stop J.J. Watt from wrecking that entire offense and let Nick Foles give him time to throw the ball to these receivers like he had against the Rams, then, you know, then the Texans are going to win.
Appreciate the call, Marvin.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, you make a good point. Now, don't say nobody, because when we were discussing possible losses for the Texans down the stretch, Joel nailed it with the Colts, and I thought that the Eagles game might be the one that they lose down the stretch. So I think this is a very – especially when you look at the way that they just finished playing against the Jets, the way that the Texans played and lost against the Colts, this is – we always talk about a winnable game. This is a very losable game for the Texans.
I think a lot of people are worried. I don't think everybody's giving this game to the Texans. I think even as Texans fans, they're concerned without hearing the numbers of one of the texters that said about what's the overall record for Houston football teams against Philly. It's the fact 11. That you're on the road. The weather's not going to be great. The Texans don't play great outside in winter conditions. And you got a team that's becoming that hot football team again. There's a reason why Foles didn't want to talk about it, but Michelle Tafoya and everybody was like, have you been through this before? Isn't it a little eerie that you're doing it again? And look, all it takes is in that locker room is that we believe mentality. We know what momentum can do in sports. They're the hot team right now.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, you've got a Philly defense that's pretty damn good against the run. Top 10,
yeah.
Probably in rush defense. So you know that Achilles heel for them is passing, and mm-hmm. We saw against the Jets that this Texans team, if they want to, and they focused on passing. I mean, we talked about the rush statistics earlier. So he's right, though. Marvin's right. You've got to double DeAndre Hopkins, but that's where the trade for Demaryius Thomas was so great for this team. And if you could get Kiki QT healthy, and you can get some contributions from other from other players in the passing game, I mean, that's where the chance lies for the Texans. But I don't think it's an automatic win by any stretch of the imagination.
No way. No, I don't. And Marvin was right on it, because we both said the same thing. Secondary is going to be an issue for the Eagles, but there's plenty of issues for the Texans that they got to worry about, too, like running the football. So we'll see how it plays out. But we'll have a lot more on that this week as we lead up to that game. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you again, if you've got a golfer on your holiday list, Parsons Golf and PXG Golf clubs are the answer for you, because they are the newest and hottest golf clubs on the market. You're going to hit it farther. You're going to hit it higher. You're going to hit it straighter, more forgiving clubs. They're going to be the best clubs you've ever put in your bag. And I'm telling you this because I believe in them, but so do the golf writers out there, PGA Tour professionals, and your local club pros, because all of them know and are giving you quotes like this. Absolutely remarkable, the best golf club out there. Undeniably the best. Insanely good. They live up to the hype. PGA Tour pros, you know they make their money by playing well. So you better have sticks that perform, regardless of how much the hype is, before they believe in it. Well, this set of clubs right here, the PXG clubs, has won on every major tour around the globe and a college national championship to boot. So that's why tour professionals are playing PXG, and you can too. All you've got to do to step up your game, enjoy golf more than ever, lower your scores, and have more fun, schedule a fitting to check out PXG golf clubs. You can do it right here locally at the Golf Club of Carlton Woods in the Woodlands. You just call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit PXG.com, and you can book your custom fitting. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're mostly back for the final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You all right over there?
I'm good. Boy, I tell you what, I've never felt like more of a dick than I do right now.
Why? Well, Richard, why do you say that?
Because I'm over here complaining about doing radio with a sore back. Marvin calls in, he's blind, and he plays running back. And yeah. I'm like...
going over brick walls, and running into...
And I'm like, my back hurts. Well, I'm an idiot, so I'm an a-hole.
That's Marvin is the soldier, for sure.
Yep. For sure. Yep. For sure. And we watched some of his video with Ellen, and it's a great story. Google it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Nick tweeted it out, so he's got the story amazing. Isolated. So very, very cool.
Yeah.
So no more injuries for today. That basically puts the
takes no one's the cake on that one. Nope, you are not topping that.
So you're gonna watch. You won't. Well, basically, Nick, you and I in the first couple segments tomorrow, because he won't remember a damn thing if he goes home and takes all this crap he's gonna take from his back injury.
And the meds can...
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I'm going to be... The wife was like, all right, well, it looks like it's muscle relaxers and ice packs for you. Well,
you go night-night.
And some gummies probably mixed in there. Yeah, I'm going to record the football game, and that way I can watch it in the morning. So
try to take notes while you're on the medication. See how that works.
Oh.
Well, that'd be good.
And then read them on the air.
Polillo does this for baseball, and I noticed Sean Pendergast does it for football,
uh-huh.
where they go play by play, and they write down on a notepad every single play, and then they write down what it was and their notes. And, like, Sean Pendergast tweeted it out and was like, excuse my language. I'm like, really? Like, I mean, you could star it or say, or, you know, unhappy face or something. This was a bad play. It didn't work out. But if you're writing down your expletives, it seems like it's a bit much.
He probably knew he was going to.
I mean, because I've seen Charlie's elaborate notes on football.
Does he post those too?
He doesn't post them.
Oh, come on, seen them?
Seriously?
Yeah, Charlie doesn't know how to use.
No, Charlie's got somebody that tweets for him. So
Charlie makes you look like freaking Steve Jobs and Bill Gates.
Jobs and Bill Gates.
When it comes to technology, man, he's like a caveman. He's over there carving his stuff into a tablet. Certainly
looks like it's
dude.
From
his
the
laptop 90s. Is bigger than he is.
Yeah.
He has to carry it out on a dolly. It's
it's like from 1998.
It's essentially two big screen TVs that just are stuck together and you just open it up.
He's like, you jealous? The boys, this has 64 megs of RAM. You're like, ooh, you playing Pac-Man on that thing, Charlie? Good
when
for
the
you,
Astros
bud.
Are playing day games, we always ask Charlie if he can just leave his laptop and leave so we can watch the game on a bigger screen.
That's why he's always tan, the light from the screen. Just all right, we've got to leave Charlie alone. He didn't do nothing to deserve that. I saw this article.
Yes.
Merriam-Webster, Oxford, and Collins Dictionaries have revealed their words of the year for 2018.
Drip.
Dripping so hard did not make it, unfortunately. The Merriam-Webster word of the year, justice.
Okay.
The Oxford Dictionary went a different route, naming toxic their word of the year.
Okay.
So justice and toxic. And the Collins Dictionary went with a term that describes items whose unchecked proliferation are blamed for damaging the environment and affecting the food chain. Any guess?
We have to guess the word?
Yeah, any guess. Single use was their word of the year. None of that makes any sense.
Like a straw. Like at Starbucks.
Yep. Yeah. Other words that made the list for Collins was backstop, floss, gammon, gaslight, me too, plogging. I don't even know if I just cursed right there. I have no idea what plogging is.
It sounded like you're looking at categories of porn. A backstop, right? Floss, followed up by flogging?
Var, vegan, and whitewash.
And whitewash is probably a category, too.
Right. The Oxford, other Oxford words. BDE. I won't even. That's a big something energy.
Do you guys know what plogging is?
No.
Plogging is a combination of jogging with picking up litter.
Oh, stop it.
Not lying.
You just looked it up. Because you didn't know that.
Absolutely not. Started in 2016 and it's spreading to other countries last year and this year. Plogging.
What are you running with a hefty bag?
That's what I'm saying.
And then periodically they have like frisbee golf, they have little garbage stands where you can drop the bag.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Or maybe you're running with one of those little stabby sticks where you just poke the trash and put it in a bag.
I'm looking at pictures with people running.
That's just stupid.
And running gear with big trash bags.
So,
I don't see the sticks.
So the Oxford list that
Barry wants to know if they have rubber gloves because he don't want to be touching anything.
Not picking up anybody else's trash. Oxford's short list of 2008 words for 2018. BDE was, so I can't say, but I'll just say.
Is it Richard?
Yeah, big penis energy. BDE.
Really?
I don't know that, but yeah, BDE.
Okay.
Big penis energy. Cakeism.
Lisa has
gammon,
that.
Gaslighting, incel, orbiting, overturism, and techlash. I have never heard of any of these words. Now, the Merriam-Webster list was nationalism, pansexual, lodestar, epiphany, feckless, which I really thought was going to be like a move, like an Alabama Hot Pocket. Feckless, I don't know what it means, but it sounds dirty. Laurel, huh? Pissant.
Oh, resting on your laurels.
P-I-S-S-A-N-T, respect, maverick, and I don't even know how to pronounce that one. That's outside of my realm of possibility. Yeah, ex-slicer, I don't know, whatever. A lot of those I've never heard of. I had to Google feckless. It's not a curse word. Doesn't it sound like a curse word?
Yes.
It means lacking initiative or strength of character. Irresponsible. I'll use it in a sentence. Nick is feckless. You knew that was...
I knew you were going to do that. I swear I knew. I was just waiting for the punchline.
You knew that was coming?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Look at you. You're growing up before our eyes. Predicting punchlines. A lot of weird like words that I would have never...
Plogging. I'm very impressed with that. Plogging.
Y'all want to get
you try it?
No.
Y'all want to get like a plogging group together?
Raise money?
Go do some plogging
for the plogging community?
I ever tell you that came an issue in my neighborhood.
Plogging?
Yeah. So there's a guy, we have the community Facebook page. And one of the guys running said, hey, did you guys see this? There's all this trash by the water along the trails. We should all do a better job of picking it up. And some lady said, yeah, and it should start with you. Instead of you running, maybe you should pick up all the trash. And he goes, you should know I was in the middle of training for a marathon on a 13-mile run. But when I was done, I went back and picked it up. So there. And then they started going back. I was like, lady, once he said that, you should have just been done.
Did he name call?
No.
Oh.
He was actually above board. She was not.
Nah, you got to end it with some good name calling. That's always, you don't know.
Then, people just making you aware of stuff in your neighborhood, and the first thing they got to do is point fingers back at you.
Real quick, an Astros note that I think folks might find interesting. This came out on the 15th, but that was over the weekend, and we weren't on the air. But turns out the Astros are looking for a couple of hitters, potentially. They're open to trading Josh Reddick to make that happen.
Who wants him?
It's a good question. He's due $26 million. Through 2020, numbers were down. His slash line was .242, .318, .400, so not great. But Ken Rosenthal reported this of The Athletic, but he said that most likely the Astros will only get one hitter, but they haven't had much luck in trying to move Reddick this offseason. So not only is he going to do a lot of money, he's 33.
You saw the two they're rumored to get?
I did not.
So they're hoping for both. As you said, they'll probably end up with one. But the Michael Brantley.
Yep.
And then Nelson Cruz.
Okay.
So there's your designated hitter and your outfield replacement.
Yeah, there you go.
If that happens.
Very good.
What are you chuckling about in there, Nicholas?
that Terry video. I'm still watching it.
Back up, Terry. You're just rewatching it over and over?
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's so
funny. I just
funny.
Look in there like, that's how great. Are we on time? And I see Nick just like mouth open cackling.
He doesn't even know. We're probably past our time. We're just,
are
just
we?
Just like, whatever. No.
We got a couple.
Are just, we? Yes. Literally, come on, man.
It literally just flipped to 355 and 5 seconds right now.
Are we appreciate.
Is this off right here, Nick? Is our time in here right?
Yeah, you're supposed to use the one on the computer.
Yeah, that one on the screen. Not
I
that
think
one.
It's right.
That one's way off.
So this hopefully we entertained you throughout the day and your afternoon flew by like we thought it did. Covered some ground, had some fun. We'll do it again tomorrow. We are out of here. The Blitz is up next, and the Blitz is at Jack's Grill. So if you're looking for a place to watch the game and get a great deal, the Jack's Deal Special for ESPN 97.5 and the Blitz being there, burger, chips, beer, nice. $9.75. That's
like
a deal,
it.
And you can talk to Fred and AJ as well. They're coming up. They'll take you home till 7. We'll see you and talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN. 97.